Two significant dreams. At this time she had two dreams, one of visiting the temple in heaven, and the other in which she was taken up steps to see Jesus. In this latter dream it seemed that he received her with a smile. Putting his hand on her head he said, "Fear not." She was given a green cord, which represented faith, and she later declared, "The beauty and simplicity of trusting in God began to dawn upon my soul." Now she did what she had not done before. I now confided all my sorrows and perplexities to my mother. She tenderly sympathized with and encouraged me, advising me to go for counsel to Elder Levi Stockman, who then preached the Advent doctrine in Portland. Upon hearing my story, he placed his hand affectionately upon my head, saying with tears in his eyes, "Ellen, you are only a child. Yours is a most singular experience for one of your tender age. Jesus must be preparing you for some special work. Go free, Ellen," said he. "Return to your home trusting in Jesus, for he will not withhold his love from any true seeker." What courage the counsel of this man of God brought to Ellen! She later commented. During the few minutes in which I received instruction from Elder Stockman, I had obtained more knowledge on the subject of God's love and pitying tenderness than from all the sermons and exhortations to which I had ever listened. This was the turning point in Ellen's experience. Reaching home, she promised the Lord that she would do and suffer anything to have the favor of Jesus. That evening she attended a prayer meeting. As she offered her first prayer in public, the burden and agony of soul she so long endured vanished. Relating the experience, she told how the blessing of the Lord descended upon me like the gentle dew. I praised God from the depths of my heart. Everything seemed shut out from me but Jesus and His glory, and I lost consciousness of what was passing around me. She wrote, "For 6 months not a shadow clouded my mind, nor did I neglect one known duty. My whole endeavor was to do the will of God and keep Jesus and heaven continually in my mind. I was surprised and enraptured with the clear views now presented to my mind of the atonement and the work of Jesus Christ. I will not attempt to farther explain the exercises of my mind, suffice it to say that old things had passed away, all things had become new. There was not a cloud to mar my perfect bliss. I longed to tell the story of Jesus' love, but felt no disposition to engage in common conversation with anyone. My heart was so filled with love to God and the peace that passeth understanding, that I loved to meditate and to pray.